case some of you didn't know, Melinda's on account of a vacation, mini vacation. She'll be back next week, or today, I think. But we're glad to have today visiting with us to preach our morning message, Mr. Brian Wilburn. Come forward.
Thank you. Good morning.
Morning.
It's good to be here. Some of you may recognize me. I have preached in this pulpit once before, and I have visited once since then. Any of y'all remember me from that last time I was here? A few of y'all? Okay, all right. And I think the sermon was a little bit long that day. I'll try not to do that again this time. Be out in time for lunch, I hope. Well, friends, there are many names I go by, and I see several of those in the bulletin announcements this morning. Some say just M. Brian Wellborn. My first name is Michael. Another one says Reverend. I've heard Pastor. I've heard Preacher this morning. I've heard all sorts of things. And so I want to tell you, since the last time that I preached here, a lot has happened to myself, to my wife and children, to our family. And back in April, following a heart attack at the age of 36, I'm now 37, we made the decision to withdraw from pastoral ministry, so I turned in my credentials. And so I am no longer Reverend. And now you can call me whatever you want to call me, but Brian is just fine. I was Brian long before I was Reverend, and I'm pretty sure when the day comes and Jesus calls me to glory, I will be Brian at that time too. Amen? Amen. I wanted to start this morning with the video we just saw, Johnny Cash and the Carter Sisters singing Were You There? It's one of my favorite campfire hymns, if you will. It's one that I wish desperately were in our hymnal today, but alas, it is not. But thank God we have things like Google and YouTube. And so Melinda asked me if there were a song I'd like for us to sing together. I said, Were You There? Johnny Cash, Carter Sisters, and she came back with a link that she found at Google, and so there you have it. I wanted to start there this morning because that is really where this morning's scripture text begins, with a couple of people traveling from Jerusalem down the road to another town, and they are depressed, they are saddened, they are heartbroken, they're trying to figure out what went wrong, because they were there, and they saw Jesus crucified, laid in the tomb. Now, the story goes that the stone was rolled away, and some folks, they said they thought they might have seen him, Jesus, that is, but they don't seem so sure. So let's join in with them. Luke chapter 24, beginning with verse 13. Now, on that same day, two of them were going to a village called Emmaus, about 7 miles outside of Jerusalem. And they were talking with each other about all these things that had just happened. And while they were talking and discussing, Jesus himself came near and went with them. But their eyes were kept from recognizing him. And he said to them, What are you discussing with each other while you walk along? And they stood still, looking sad. Then one of them, whose name was Cleopas, answered him, Are you the only stranger in Jerusalem who does not know the things that have taken place in these days? He asked them, What things? They replied, The things about Jesus of Nazareth, who was a prophet, mighty in deed and word before God and all the people, and how our chief priests and leaders handed him over to be condemned to death and crucified him. But we had hoped that he was the one to redeem Israel. Yes, and besides all this, it is now the third day since these things took place. Moreover, some women of our group astounded us. They were at the tomb early this morning, and when they did not find his body there, they came back and told us that he had indeed risen, that they had seen a vision of angels who said that he was alive. Some of those who were with us went to the tomb and found it just as the women had said, but they did not see him. And then he said to them, "Oh, how foolish you are, and how slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have declared. Was it not necessary that the Messiah should suffer these things and then enter into his glory? Then, beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he interpreted them to them the things about himself in all the scriptures. And as they came near the village to which they were going, he walked ahead as if he were going to go on. But they urged him strongly, saying, 'Stay with us, stay with us, because it is almost evening and the day is now nearly over.' So he went in and he stayed with them. And when he was at the table with them, he took bread, blessed, broke it, and he gave it to them. And then their eyes were opened, and they recognized him, and just like that, he vanished from their sight. They said to each other, 'Were not our hearts burning within us while he was talking to us on the road, while he was opening the scriptures to us?' In that same hour, they got up, and they returned to Jerusalem, and they found the 11 and their companions gathered together. They were saying, 'The Lord is risen indeed. He has appeared to Simon.' And then they told what had happened on the road and how he had made known to them himself in the breaking of the bread. This, my friends, is the word of God for us, the children of God. Thanks be